How are you?
I'm all right. What'd you want to say, dear?
When I was 13, we knew that my stepdad is four siblings, and I was the oldest. Mm-hmm. I guess around 13, 14, we knew that our stepdad was messing around with a lady that lived in the same apartment complex.
Wow.
And come to find out, maybe 6 months into them having the affair, we come home from school, and it's blood all in the courtyard. And her girlfriend had actually hemmed my mom up in the washing tray and tried to kill her.
Oh, wow.
They slit her throat and stabbed her maybe 10, 15 times.
Oh.
And I mean, I'm 40 years old, and I still get emotional about it, talking about it now.
How long ago did this happen, when you was a child?
Yeah, I was 13.
Wow.
13 years old. And, you know, I blamed myself for a while. Because I was like, you know, maybe if I would have told my mom, maybe we could have moved. Maybe she would have, you know, confronted him with it. I don't know. But then years later, speaking to my mom, she knew.
So
she knew he was messing around.
Why did she not make that move and leave, you think? She just felt like she couldn't do it?
You know, it was so much that we were dealing with. They were drug addicts, my parents, both of them.
Mm.
And, I mean, there was molestation going on with myself, and I mean, it was just horrible, and I just think she didn't have the wherewithal mind to do it. I don't think she was strong enough. And I mean, I didn't speak to my mom probably 15 years.
Wow.
For 15 years I didn't speak to her, and the way we ended up having a conversation and getting back together is I had my first daughter, and the guy that she was living with was beating her up, and none of her sisters or brothers would help her. So me and my husband went to pick her up,
mm.
And she's been with us right now my oldest is 18, so she's been with us for 18 years.
Wow.
And during the process of her coming to live with us, you know, we had a Sunday go to church meeting one time.
Yes.
For like 4 hours, and I wanted to know why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why? And it made me such, like the young lady who made the comment, when someone walks up behind her and touches her, I do the same thing. Whether it's my husband, it could be a friend, anything. I'm going to twitch when you touch me. And I know a lot of that had to do with the molestation that was going on.
Wow. But your relationship with your mother's okay now?
Oh, yeah, it's great now. And my children think she's hung the moon and stars. You know,
they
and they
know
have a wonderful relationship with my mom. And they don't know about all the things that went on when I was a child.
Right.
I didn't want them to have that picture of her, because she has changed. She had no option. She had to change if we were going to let her come live under our roof.
That's right. I'm just curious, yeah. with that man, do you guys have any interaction with him whatsoever, or he is gone?
Actually, he is gone. He passed away maybe, I want to say 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were y'all able to ever go to the people who molested the kids and have a conversation with them, or were you never able to get, you know, closure with that?
I actually did not speak about that until I was around 2021.
Okay.
And it was like three different uncles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. But three different uncles, and two are dead now, and the other one is actually my stepfather's brother. And I do see him periodically, like when we're having a funeral for a family member or something like that, but that's it. And I finally got to the point I couldn't face him to tell him what I needed to tell him,
mm-hmm.
but I wrote him like a 5-page letter and just got it all out. Because I know if I sat there in front of him to talk to him about it, it mm-hmm. wasn't going to turn out pretty.
I got you.
And I wasn't going to actually say everything to him that I needed to say. And it was something that I finally had to do for myself.
Are the other family members aware of all this stuff as well?
Oh, yeah, they're aware.
Wow.
They are aware now.
Wow. Well, I appreciate you calling here, Sharon. Hopefully your story can help other people to, you know, see that they may need to jump on a situation and change it immediately and maybe
yeah.
change their situation. So I appreciate your bravery and just calling the show and sharing the story with us this morning.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Liz.
Mm-hmm.